We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe to camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Twitter poll question of the day is always brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Wagering on all pro sports in a comfortable atmosphere with great food online at DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. Today's question, as Eagles head coach Doug Peterson is, A, great, B, good, C, decent. There's an important word in the question, and I want to point it out. As Bill Clinton would point out, it depends on what the definition of is. So if you notice, the question is not as Eagles head coach Doug Peterson was, you know, meaning like 2 years ago. We're talking about is. Doug Peterson is what? Is he great? Is he good? Is he decent? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll update you on the results as we move through the shows. I always get that Clinton line in because I just think it's one of the great lines in human history. Depends on what the definition is. All right, let's go out on the Swartz Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. He does an unbelievable job covering the Philadelphia 76ers, has for a while now. And, of course, you can follow Derek Bodner on Twitter, at Derek Bodner on Twitter. And he is with us right now, the maestro, Mr. Derek Bodner. What's up, D-Bod?
Hello, good morning.
Hello, sir.
The Bod.
Gardner himself. All right, Derek, let's get to it. Ben Simmons, let's just start with the injury itself. What do you know about it? What can you tell us? Sounds like he's out a couple games. What's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a grade one AC joint sprain. It's, pretty minor. There are several grades of this, and this is the least concerning. Usually it is, discomfort, limited range of motion for a couple days, maybe a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't sound like something that should linger too long. Like a grade three, we could have been talking. You know, I think Chris Paul missed 5 or 6 weeks a couple of years ago. We could have been talking a decent chunk of time, but I think they dodged a bullet. But it is the Sixers. Sometimes these injuries don't go according to plan, so we will hold out hope that isn't the case.
That is very true. That is true. By the way, I should say a Twitter handle, at Derek Bodner NBA. So let me just correct that, at Derek Bodner NBA. Hey, Derek,
Ben,
I've got a theory here. Tell me if you buy this. Now, this might not apply right now because other than tonight, the Sixers have some very easy winnable games up ahead. But if Ben Simmons were to miss a chunk of time, God forbid, I think Philadelphia would appreciate him more. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it could. I mean, it's real easy to, get kind of trapped in what he can't do and what he's unwilling to do. And I think, when we talk about this team winning a championship, that's a real, shooting is going to be a real big determining factor in that. But part of the reason they're in the conversation for a championship is because of him. And if he were to miss an extended period of time, I think we'd realize that. So I think you're right in that regard.
The only injury we've really witnessed him dealing with was the one that kept him out for his whole rookie year.
And that was before anyone really knew what they had in them.
Right. What is his approach? Some guys are just warriors. I'm assuming that's the cloth that he's cut from, because we don't hear about him getting banged up. He's out there performing every night. Would you say that's the assessment that you make, that he's a tough player? He'll push to get back from this sooner than people expect?
Yeah, I mean, look, we outside of when he landed on someone's foot there in training camp and missed that season, he hasn't really missed any time. I think he missed maybe 3 games 1 year and 1 game the other year. And as you know, when you go through a season, you're always going to have bumps and bruises. You're always going to be hurt. The question are you injured? And he's played through certainly things that you would classify as being hurt. He has been available pretty much night in and night out.
Yeah.
So I would agree, if he's missing time, there's a pretty good reason. And look, if you can't move your shoulder, that would be a pretty good reason not to play basketball. But I would agree with that assessment.
So Raul Neto took my world by storm, just sort of out of the blue. How good is this guy, and will he factor into our season?
Yeah, I mean, I think when they get in the playoffs, it'll be interesting. I think Brett would like to have that size on the perimeter. And maybe Josh Richardson isn't both natural at running an offense, but having, everyone 6'6" or greater, I think that's part of their defensive identity. But in the regular season, when you need to spell minutes, when you need somebody to maybe kickstart an offense, run some pick and roll, run through some screens, Howell can do that. And he can shoot. He's a tenacious defender. He comes into some problems with his size. He just doesn't have the physical size to really compete against some matchups. But he will give you energy. He will run your offense, and he will create some shots for others. He's a legit backup point guard. You know, his problem throughout the years, outside of being undersized, is that he's had some nagging injuries. He hasn't really played a full season in his 4-year career, and that's sort of been the concern with him. But he can certainly play at this level.
Derek Bodner with us here, Joe DeCameron, John Rich. You know, Derek, one of the things I think comes into focus, my opinion here on the Sixers when Simmons is out, is Tobias Harris and what he is. Now, good player, no doubt about it. Tons of money. And this is the kind of spot when you got Ben out for a couple games, I'd want Tobias Harris to take it up a level. And I don't think he has a take it up a level in him. Do you agree? Like, for 184, is he 190 million, something like that? Like, Tobias, what is he in your opinion? Is there another level he can take it to when they need him when Simmons is out?
Yeah, I mean, he can certainly score more. And I think he's had a couple of decent individual scoring games here of late. My problem with Tobias and whether or not he's worth that contract, and look, it would have been real tough for the Sixers to replace them because they didn't have any cap space.
Yep.
So I understand why they gave him
exactly.
That. But my problem why he might not be that caliber of a player is that he just doesn't have much of a feel for creating for others. You can't really run an offense through him and have him get shots for other people. But as an individual scorer, I think he can take it up a level. I think he'll have to run more pick and rolls, get him playing downhill. But I think he can. My biggest issue with him so far, outside, like I said, he doesn't really create for others. That's kind of been his MO throughout his career. He just passes up a few more open shots than I would like him to. I'd like for him to be a little more aggressive, take some of those. You know, it's tough to generate an open three-point look in this league, and I think he's a good enough shooter that when he gets that, he should be taking more than he is. And I'd like to see him do that now with Ben out, especially now that he'll play a little bit more with Joel Embiid.
Hey, why did Joel look tired against the Jazz? Was that my imagination?
No, I think in the third quarter he was certainly looking a little bit tired. Look, he's complained in the past that he's complained in the past that if he takes a couple days off, a week off, it takes him a little bit to get back into it. I'm assuming there's some truth to that. I don't know. Like he wasn't off that long. Maybe there's some with the elevation in Salt Lake City, but he needs to be better, and he needs to be able to compete more for the full 35-ish minutes that he's going to play. And I would certainly agree with your assessment that he didn't.
All right, Derek, are the Sixers 3 weeks into the season? Do you see him as the best team in the East, or a little lower than that?
You know, I think my assessment would probably be right there where it was at the beginning of the season. They're right there with Milwaukee. It'll come down to who is playing the best at that time of the season. It'll come down to the matchups. But I think they are right there. I think the defense, when they get everyone back into rhythm and they kind of pick up their intensity, I think they're going to have the best defense, certainly in the East, maybe in the league. I think the offense is a real legitimate concern. I think both of those have sort of borne out to be true. So I think my assessment would be what it was coming into the season.
At Derek Bodner, NBA on Twitter. Follow his work. Does a sensational job covering the 76ers. Again, at Derek Bodner, NBA on Twitter. Thanks so much, Derek.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Bodner on the Sports Carlton guest line. All right, to the phones we go. Let's talk to Rios, who's with us. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Great, Rios.
Wonderful.
Hey, look, check it out. Speaking on the Doug Peterson thing, I just want to say this. Look, I'm tired of hearing on the radio. It seems like everybody's like just giving them high praise and congratulating them. I know we won the Super Bowl, but we're Philadelphia at the end of the day. Now, what's been going on last year and this year, I'm on John Ritchie's side with the deal with Doug Peterson. And I got one good example. The game last week against the Bears. Our first two or three drives was like he was calling great plays. Everything was wonderful. Now, once we got into the red zone in between the 20 and between the 10, all of a sudden, I don't know what happens to Doug Peterson. He wants to get cute. He featured Jordan Howard most of that time going up and down. Simple things, just smash mouth football. He gets in between the 20, all of a sudden wants to be cute, wants to do a spread offense without a running back in the backfield, not keeping the defense honest. And dumb plays ended up what? We end up kicking field goals.
Yeah.
So my thing with Doug Peterson is that I think he is a good coach, but I think he is He is his worst enemy. And there's two things I believe. I believe either because since he was a quarterback in the NFL and not a great quarterback in the NFL, that he's living his life through Carson Wentz and trying to do all this type of cute stuff with Carson Wentz. Or he just always want to be in the Sports Center top 10 with some of these plays that he do once we get near the 10 or the 20 to just look good. And I'm like, hey, you keep on what you was doing on them drives.
Rios,
am I wrong?
No, I do think that he has a tendency to overthink things once we get in the red zone. And you got to understand, the way the red zone works, the way that they prepare to play football is they have every Friday is red zone day, where they set aside the entire installation for plays that are plus 25 and in. So you're on that side of the field. You do a whole set of plays for the plus 25, a whole set of plays for the plus 20, whole set of, or whatever, it might start at the 20, whole set of plays for the plus 10, whole set of plays for the plus 5. You know, and you get creative, and you try some new things, and you try to give a defense things it hasn't seen before. And I believe that Andy fell prey to this same thing where he would try to do too much. Here I am saying Doug needs to get more creative, yet when he does, it's almost a no-win situation for him. When he does in the red zone and it doesn't work, we just say he should have run the ball. I think he gets away from the easy open field, like let's just run the inside zone type stuff when he gets down there because he's got more plays to choose from that they just ran every Friday.
Hey, Rios, give me something. Who or what's underrated?
I just wanted a couple more things. Am I able to or no?
Sure. Give me one more point. What do you got?
Well, my point is, look, I'm a veteran. And one thing I know as a being in the United States Army, that when things are not going well, it starts from the top. It starts from the top. And you got to, at the end of the day, we're Philadelphia, we're going to end up getting that culture and winning, you got to hold people accountable. And all the points that you, John Ritchie, has said, I get what you're saying, Joe, you know, but I'm on John Ritchie's side.
All right, Rios, I appreciate your service to our nation, my man.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, thanks, Rios.
For something that's underrated,
yeah.
I'm going to say blue-collar workers.
There you go. Blue-collar workers. You got it.
It's good.
By the way, Rios has a lot in there that's good and right, but one thing he definitely got wrong, he said it all starts at the top, not always true. I mean, take this show by example. Like, obviously, when things go wrong, John, you or James, you know, not only to blame, but not exactly the top of the totem pole.
Yeah.
So
on Jimmy. I mean, I can speak for
Seltzer.
Jimmy.
Why is it always your fault? Seltzer's on the phone. He's all confused.
What did I do?
Don't worry about it. We're just messing with
you. He knows what he did.
All right, coming up, Ike Reese put together. Of course, yesterday we talked about the team I'd put together, the all 90s Eagles team. Well, Ike Reese put together the all 2000s, 2000 through 2009 Philadelphia Eagles. Very strong decade of Eagles Super Bowl, of Eagles play, no Super Bowl, but a lot of success, a lot of great players. Who does Ike have at each position for the all 2000s team? We'll dive in next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Thousands of you have joined me and set up accounts to bet online with my guys at Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Let's talk about future bets. This is when you can bet on things like who will win the conferences, who will have the most passing yards, the most receiving yards, and the most rushing yards for the entire season. A $100 bet on Baltimore or Kansas City to win their conference wins you $450. A $100 bet on Philly's number 11 having the most passing yards wins $15,000. So many sports to bet, so much fun. Spreads, props, parlays, teasers. Download the app now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code BIRDS and get your first risk-free bet of $500. Your risk-free bet is then refunded as account credit. Use the promo code BIRDS and get your first risk-free bet of $500. Bet with the best. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, online or in person. You must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.